NAVC Sierra 9086-Charlie Hotel-Sierra Tango Mike-030, Volume 3, Chapter 74, Revision 6, Naval Ships Technical Manual, Chapter 74, Volume 3, Gas-Free Engineering, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Section 18, Gas-Free Engineering Program Requirements. 1. Which year was the Occupational Safety and Health Act, PL 91-596, signed into law to establish regulations and standards which govern occupational safety and health matters, including gas-free engineering? 1970. 2. DoD 6055.1 and which other series provide overall guidance to conduct gas-free engineering programs? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 3. Which publication should be the first point of reference when in port, as it will guide gas-free engineering personnel to the correct governing documents? COM Fleet 4 COM Instruction 4790.3, Volume 4. 4. How many items, at a minimum, will a gas-free engineering program include? 7. 5. At a minimum, each ship shall have how many personnel properly trained, qualified, and certified as a shipboard, afloat, gas-free engineer? 1. 6. Which publication sets forth the responsibilities of the fire marshal? NTTP 3-20.31. 7. Who serves as the gas-free engineer on submarines? Medical Department Representative Mike Delta Romeo. 8. Gas-free engineers must follow the requirements of the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970 and which public law? Public Law 91-596. 9. Shore activity gas-free engineering personnel qualification requirements are contained in which publication? NAVC Sierra 6470-Alpha-Alpha-Sierra-Alpha-Foxtrot-010. 10. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as the gas-free engineer aboard ships? E7. 11. The CO may waive the 40-hour OJT requirement provided the candidate has graduated from an approved GFE training site within the last how many months and the unit does not have a qualified GFE on board? 36. 12. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as the gas-free engineer assistant aboard ships? E6. 13. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as a gas-free engineer petty officer aboard ships? E4. 14. All ships' personnel shall receive GFE familiarization during shipboard indoctrination, and how often at a minimum thereafter? Annually. 15. How many official training courses have been established for gas-free engineering personnel? 3. 16. The CO shall require the safety officer to evaluate the gas-free engineering program at least how often? Annually. 17. GFEP to be recertified shall demonstrate that they have satisfactorily engaged in gas-free engineering during the year, issue at least how many certificates? 10. 18. Before recertification, personnel who have not actively engaged in gas-free engineering shall complete a minimum of how many gas-free evolutions, OJT, to refresh their gas-free engineering skills under the direct supervision of a certified GFE. 5. 19. Contractor operations which involve confined space entry or work are governed by what for maritime operations? 29 CFR 1915. 20. All Navy gas-free certification and test log forms shall be maintained by the ship for a period of how many months from completion date of the specific job for which they were generated? 12. 21. The gas-free engineer must ensure that all shipboard GFE personnel are properly trained, PQS qualified, and certified by the CO in how many areas? 5. 22. What is the Navy gas-free certification and test log form number? OPNAV 5100/16. 23. Which command exercises general supervision over and provides technical support for the Navy GFE program for naval ships afloat? Naval Sea Systems Command, NAVSEA. 24. Who establishes the curriculum for afloat GFE courses? Chief of Naval Education and Training, Charlie November, Echo Tango. 25. What provides assistance and concurrent authority in the administration of policy, procedures, and curricula developed within the scope of submarine gas-free engineering? Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.